Swathers, and welcome back to the ATS Character Crew Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about courage.
Oh, thanks, Jace, for that introduction. Well, today I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us about a time that they had to use courage. Okay, I'm going to start right here with this young man right next to me. All right, Gabe, tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Gabe, and one time I had to show courage was playing with my baby brother when I did not want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Catherine.
My name is Catherine, and one time I had to use courage when I roller skated because it was kind of hard to stay down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sarah.
Hi, my name is Sarah. One time I had to show courage is when I had to try new foods.
New foods. Yes, that does take courage. Next.
Hi, my name is Jace, and I had to use courage when I jumped off a 10-foot cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Jet, and when I had to use courage, it was my first basketball game, and I had to use courage because there are people in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and doing things in front of other people, that definitely takes courage. Next.
My name is Holden, and one time I had to use courage was when I had to talk in front of a lot big crowd.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Hi, my name is Caden. When I forgot the actions, and I still went up to the front of the classroom.
Oh, when you were doing some actions for something? Was it for the definition of something?
Courage.
Courage. That took courage. There you go. Okay. Now that you know who we have in the studio today, I am going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Okay. Let's take a second to review the definition of courage. Courage is choosing what is helpful, right, and kind, even when it's hard or scary.
Just like the definition says, courage can be scary sometimes. In fact, for something to be courageous, you do have to feel a little scared.
Most people know what the good, right, and kind thing to do is, but worrying about what others think, or being laughed at, or even failing can sometimes keep us from actually following through with what we know is right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the big question is, how do we find our courage and use it? Let's talk to our co-hosts and see what kinds of advice they have for us about courage.
Okay, all right, so I have a few questions for my co-host here, and the first one is for Gabe. Okay, so Gabe, will you talk about a time when you've either witnessed or seen someone with courage, or when you had courage?
My dad is a cop, and I saw him doing courage sometimes when he has to fight fires.
Oh, does he help fight fires too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so doing things like fighting fires definitely takes a lot of courage. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, this question is for Holden. When have you wished for more courage?
I wish for more courage when we were playing in a game in a basketball tournament, and the other team was pressing us, and our team could not really get past the press.
Ah, so you really had to reach down deep and find all your courage to keep playing hard even when it was tough. Yeah, awesome. All right, this question is for Caden. Caden, who is your role model or example of courage, and why did you choose that person?
My parents, because they helped me being a controller.
Ah, so your parents show a lot of courage. They're your example, and they're always helping you, aren't they? Awesome. Well, that was some pretty serious talk about courage, but when we feel better, we can do better. And what is a better way to feel better than to laugh? It is time for our joke segment. And we are going to start our first joke from Caden.
What do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
What?
A stick.
Okay, all right, that's a good one. All right, Jet, give us the next one.
Why did the dinosaur crush the rose?
Why?
Because the chicken wasn't born yet.
Okay, all right. Okay, Sarah, what's the next one?
Why did the kid bring a ladder to school?
Why?
Because she wanted to go to high school.
Yeah, if only it was that easy, right? Now you got to finish elementary and middle school first. Okay. Gabe, the next one is from you.
What building in your town has the most stories?
What?
The public library.
Oh, sure it does. Okay, Holden, give us the next one.
How do we know that the ocean is friendly?
How?
It waves.
No. Okay. All right, Catherine, give us the next one.
What is a tornado's favorite game to play?
What?
Twister.
Sure. Okay. And Jace, will you wrap up the jokes for us?
How do you talk to a giant?
How?
How?
Use big words.
Okay. I promised that I would leave a little time here at the end for this group to give some shout-outs. And Caden, we're going to start with you.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend Brody.
Mm-hmm. Holden.
I would like to give a shout-out to my two brothers and all the awesome teachers in the school.
Okay, Jet.
I would like to give a shout-out to my brother that's 15 years old in high school. Because he really helps me doing things.
Oh, that's awesome. Jace?
I would like to give a shout-out to my brother in kindergarten, Wyatt, and to my class, Mrs. Sticky's class, for doing so well in swag.
Okay, Sarah?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my sister in kindergarten and my sister in second grade.
Okay, Catherine?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my brother, Donovan, and to have the best teacher ever, Miss Dickie.
Okay, and Gabe, wrap it up for us.
I would like to give a shout out to my family.
That's pretty awesome. And guess what? That's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month, week, soon. I better push pause because I totally messed that up. And guess what? That is all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with our last episode for this year because do you guys know what our next and last word is?
Creativity!
You are right! All right, good job, everybody!